This is exactly right.
On the next season of Tenfold More Wicked, a longtime listener reaches out with a tragic family story that's been passed down through the centuries. It's about Rebecca Briggs Cornell, an English Puritan separatist fleeing religious persecution, only to be found burned to death in her own home. Was it an accident or was it murder? Season 11 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and if you don't donate to Max Fun Drive, I'll skin you, Max Fun Alive. I'm sorry.
Wow. Just take it in for a second, folks.
I'm Brandy Posey, and hey, New York, how are you going to be all tough when your dogs are all wearing tiny jackets?
Aw, so cute.
I'm Tess Barker, and it's pretty messed up that my dogs don't even know my name.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret? Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Coming to you straight from Max Fun headquarters.
HQ.
In Los Angeles, California.
Lady to lady. This is the Max Fun Drive episode number 2. Pretty stoked. We've got a great one for you today.
Feeling pretty good about this, you guys.
Answering lady problems, getting shit done.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Fucking taking care of business.
Don't let it get away. You too, lyric.
Oh.
That rhyme was by Barbara Gray.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. And I'm sorry to say.
I'll go away.
Yeah. This bit needs a mayday.
Oh, God, we're really white. We're the whitest people of all time.
Somebody said that on one
of our iTunes reviews.
It's
they were
true,
like,
though. Let's
they
bring
like,
on our guests because I want to talk about this. She's fucking hilarious. She's a writer for Camille Bell. What are you working on? We'll find out now. Janine, and she does stand up all over the place. Please get up for Janine Brito.
Brito.
I'm so sorry.
No, no worries.
Okay.
It's the more embarrassing way to pronounce it.
No, I should have known how to pronounce
her
last
name. No, it's okay.
Janine Brito.
Janine Brito.
Brito, yep.
That, I like that.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
Our lady problem, and Tess referred to Janine as our lady problem.
I reshot! Well, accidentally. I was going to fuck up her name.
Accidentally.
Oh, my God.
Tess said, we'll figure out the lady problem as she was pointing at me. And so it sounded like I was the lady problem.
I was like absentmindedly gesturing as I do.
Making a lot of hand signals.
Yeah, and I accidentally kind of, I'm like, we'll figure out the lady problem.
You were pointing double
guns at
Janine the whole time.
And we're also in this small room where Janine's in the corner and we're all staring.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be some sort of reparative therapy.
Yeah.
You guys are going to force on me.
Tell us about your childhood, Jane.
Oh, speaking of reparative therapy, I'm done with my therapist. She sucks.
Finally.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
What happened?
She's just not.
Well, she didn't come to your first session.
First of all, she didn't.
She stood her up on her
she
first
She stood
session.
Me up on the first session.
Oh, my God.
And it's at the, like, discount place, so I get it. You're a discount therapist, whatever.
No, but, like, you're working towards your hours to be a non-discount therapist.
She just makes me feel, like, I'm just going to talk about this because who cares. I was talking to her about, like, food stuff, and I was like, I don't think I'm, like, eating disorder level, but I've done the thing before where you chew up food and spit it out so you don't, like, get the calories. And and it's definitely, like, to a point where I was like, I don't feel like this is good. I feel like I shouldn't associate that I should do this. Yeah. And she was like, well, would it make you feel better if you knew that I do that sometimes? I was like, no.
That's not how this
works. Don't normalize what I'm doing.
I don't trust your judgment now.
You should not know more about psychology than your therapist.
Yeah, it just like felt really weird. It just, everything I would say to her, basically, she would be like, well, I mean, you're fine. Like, she mostly made me feel like, oh, you're not as fucked up as a lot of these other people. It's okay. Like, that's pretty much the feeling I've been getting from her.
It's the worst therapist.
I know.
Oh, really? I was going to say, I like that.
It's good in some ways because it made me feel like, oh, like I need to realize that like I'm doing pretty well. Yeah. Like that's been good. But also, like, I don't want my problems belittled. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I've had that. A lot of my friends have been saying that lately, where therapists are just fucking up left and right.
It's like
what's
an
going
epidemic.
On? Yeah.
Man.
And I don't see a therapist now, but the one I saw in New York, I was having, like, severe abandonment issues. Two of my girlfriends had left me in a row. And I remember I was, like, sobbing in her office. And then she's like, this is a bad time to say, but I'm leaving this practice. Like, as I'm there crying.
Oh, my God.
And this was, like, the week after I had been, like, I have a friend crush on you. So it definitely felt like I was, like, I would love to be friends with you. And then immediately she was like, yeah, I can't.
So
yeah,
you know mid-abandonment issue, she told you she was abandoning you.
Yeah, it was the craziest thing.
Oh, my God.
And then you saw her on the street a month later, and we're like, I thought you were late.
Yeah.
I thought you were gone.
That's so funny. She's like in a disguise.
To moving to Sweden. Did you lie? She didn't move to Sweden. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's, yeah. Crazy. I mean, I understand that they're people and they're just doing their best, you know, whatever. Right. But it still is like, you're supposed to, I don't know, be on this other level or something.
Yeah. And the things that I'm hearing from my friends, I don't want to repeat this stuff here, but I'm just like, like we said, I know not to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, we are not even like, nor like, we're not even.
We're all messes.
We're all messes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all messes.
But like, even normal non-therapists.
Yeah.
Even normal non-therapists shouldn't know more than therapists.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're fucked up. If we know more, that's bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Yeah, it's been weird. So I was like, I'm just going to try someone else at this place and hopefully. But then I'm worried that I'm going to see her.
Oh,
I'm worried that I'm going to switch out and, like, see her sometimes.
You can't worry about that. She's
but I also think she doesn't. Right. I don't think she wants to be doing it. So it's like, fine. She probably won't give a shit.
You don't think she wants to be a therapist at all?
With me, at least. I just get the feeling she doesn't give a fuck. So.
God, that feeling should not be really evident.
No.
Maybe I just have too high of standards. But
who knows? But
I think if she sees you, I think that's the situation where it's good feedback. She should know she fucked up.
It was weird.
Don't belittle my problems. Like, I'm here to talk about them. I'm here to, like, not make them bigger, but, like, just find solutions. Don't say they're non-problems.
Right. Basically, that's all she would do is just pretty much be like, they're non-problems, and we move on. And I'd be like, but I still want to.
Jesus.
No.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Okay, this doesn't have anything to do with this, but I was reminded because Jenny was talking about how she went to try to go to home restaurant this morning for brunch. Yes. I was at home like a week ago. I stopped in for like happy hour in between like somewhere else. And so I was like sitting at the bar. This guy came up next to me and he's like, hey, do you want something to drink? And I was like, oh, no, I'm good. You know?
Yeah.
And he goes, I work here. And I was like, I thought he was hitting on me.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
And like, I'm so blonde. I was like, he works there and he's hitting on me.
Just the way he said it, he like, you know, leaned up next to me on the bar.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see his shirt. Like, it didn't look like he was wearing like a, you know.
Also, you were at the bar.
He should be on the other side.
The bartender, the bar is how you
and
are
so
served
that's
at the bar.
That's where you're expecting to order a drink from.
Yeah, and so then we kept having these really awkward interactions the whole day, like where I just he was like, ha-ha, and I was like, I'm sorry, I just...
Oh, he kept...
Ugh.
Like, he was trying to, like, joke about it, because a lot of people, there were other, like, three other people working there who, like, started laughing and being like, oh, you scared her. And I was just like, he just approached me weirdly.
Isn't it funny how women always have to feel like prey?
Yeah.
It's so funny all the time.
Yeah, so I just, like, felt embarrassed and just, like, you know.
You should hook him up with your therapist.
Yeah.
It's not like they're made for each other.
It was bad.
Oh, man. That's...
Because, like, the way I was like, oh, no, I'm good. And he was like, I work here.
Or something.
In that case, please give
feels
me
feels like he was trying to force
shots.
A meet cute on you or something.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm sorry, bro.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
So your brunch was ousted as well?
Here are all my problems. Now someone else to say theirs.
What happened at brunch, Janine?
Nothing. We just tried to go to one restaurant and it was too packed, so we went to another one.
No!
No, I know.
No,
I know.
The horror!
This goes back to the white people thing. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes I just catch myself and I'm like, I'm just like so shitty. I mean, it's bad. You know what I mean?
We're not shitty. We just have shitty problems. We just have not. We have non problems.
It's embarrassing.
Like, you got some WPP?
Yes.
Yeah, you know us.
WPP. Oh God.
Yeah, one of our reviews was like, I love this podcast. They can be pretty white.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's true. Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah. It's like, I
grew up in Salt Lake City. I can't, what am I going to do?
I know, that's the thing. Like, I want to be cooler. Like, I want to have more, you know, but I just am who I am.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I you know, I wear Uggs.
But I feel like that is a white thing to want suffering. Like a want desire for suffering.
That's why we go on cleanses and stuff.
To suffer.
Because when people go on cleanses, like, it was like the hardest thing I've ever done. I'm not even, like, there was a point where I was like, I don't think I'm going to survive it. Like, you have food.
Yeah. Also, you paid way more money for not
You paid
food.
Money to yes. not
than
yeah.
people pay
oh,
for food.
God.
Yes. That drives me insane. Yeah. These little 3-day anorexia experiments that cost like $400. Yeah.
It's anorexia vacation.
It should be free.
3-day weekend.
Starvcation.
Starvcation. Oh.
I think you just coined the saddest new catchphrase.
Yeah. Starvcation.
Starvcation.
Oh my, I like legit kind of would do that. If I was going to ever go on a cleanse, destination cleanse it.
What, go somewhere for a weekend?
Yeah,
but half the part of going places
that's
is eating
all
food.
All I think about when I visit a place is like, what can I eat here that I can't eat
okay,
there?
Hear like, me out. You get like an Airbnb at like some random beach house or something though. And then you're just like laying around because you're going to be too weak to go anywhere. You're just gonna...
you just lay on the beach.
You just lay on
so
the beach.
So you just give yourself sun poisoning by passing out.
Yes.
And then that's great. You throw up whatever you have eaten.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the first part of the cleanse.
Yes. And then you just shit and piss yourself in.
In the ocean, in nature's
toilet. Oh, that is true.
It's all right there.
It all comes full circle. Mm,
we should start... a retreat, like we can make a lot of money.
Start branding.
You honestly could.
It can be called. It can be called the No Treat Retreat.
We're billionaires right now.
We're billionaires for that, and then one of us sneaks in as the person who sells everybody like Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be you.
Then double down, obviously.
I'm picturing you doing that in your little sparkly top hat.
Sparkly top hat, but like, then with
I've got cake under the top hat and then a vest. Yeah, with like with the treats attached. To the
yeah, side. You just like open your jacket and just food, just Snickers.
I want to do that just anyway. I just want to be that person.
That would be a fun. Yeah. That's a fun Halloween costume. Just giving out treats.
That would be fun. You would meet
like a flasher.
That's a good like single. Like if you want to meet people on Halloween or something, like you have. Yeah, you kind of open your thing. It's a good like.
It sounds
icebreaker.
Really close to that. Video we watched at our live show of the guy who was trying to like reel women in. Barbara found this video of this guy who made this.
He's like a pickup artist type dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and he made this. He made this horrible. What is it? Hand. God, what's it called?
Fortune teller
costume. Yeah.
Costume where you build the table that's attached to you, and then it's like, pretty ladies, pretty single ladies, let me tell you your fortune.
So this was his plan to get women on Halloween, was to build a fortune table.
And it's like
table.
A 2-hour-long process of building the costume thing,
oh
and then he teaches you how to play the character, like put on the Fu Manchu, and like he's like, so this is where you get to express your personality. You get to act like an old man. You get to really get into it.
Yeah.
And it's like, pretty single ladies, ooh, let me ooh, I see, like, a lover in your future, and that's like the whole.
And then he rips off his Fu Manchu, and it's like, it's me.
Yeah,
I'm your lover.
And then he has his lion, like lion graphic business card on the last one where he like gives it to her.
Yeah,
because that is the panty dropper. Is passing off of a business,
and it's
card.
All about numbers. You give out your business card out to 10 women that night, and someone's gonna get drunk enough to text him.
I don't know if I've ever had anyone like give me their business card in a romantic situation.
I have.
I've gotten a couple of cards from people.
You gotten cards?
They were like, yeah, call
me. Like sexy cards?
Not like, well, like a business card with a sexy intention
with
behind
a sexy
it.
Sexy intention?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I didn't. I didn't know that's what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. I don't think I've
Maybe we go after people who have no direction in life.
I think that's
yeah, they don't have a business card.
I've never
I don't even know if I've ever fucked someone who had a business card. I'm pretty sure I haven't.
I think we've discovered a
wait a minute.
2015.
Tess has been with at least one magician, and I'm pretty sure every magician has a business card.
His trick was his calling card. Like he would just do mad. Like he didn't need a business card.
Oh, okay. He wrote his name in the wind.
I'm going to get Sean some business cards from Vistaprint for your anniversary this year. That way you are fucking somebody with business cards.
That would be hilarious if his business card was like Tess Barker's boyfriend.
That should be what it is.
That is going to be what it is.
Tess Barker project.
Principal player in the Tess Barker project.
What would he do if I gave him business cards that said Tess Barker's boyfriend?
I think he would think it was funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
He probably, that's the kind of thing that you put in your, like, in your purse. You put in your wallet, and yeah, then, yeah, like, he's going to need to use it at some point. He's like, ah, oh, fuck, I got to get, like, oh, this is all I have.
Yeah, he's going to have to write, like, some legitimate information on it. I hope he accidentally gives it to someone. Yeah, we should do this.
We're definitely going to do that.
Perfect.
Donate to Max OneDrive, and guess what? Guess what I'm going to use the money for?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I really like using these headphones. They make me feel...
You like the cans?
Yeah, I like the cans.
Sweet, sweet cans, Barb.
Honk, honk.
Aruga.
What do you used to call your boobs? Your Giamatti's?
Yeah.
And that joke?
I stopped. I'm really sad. I stopped. I totally forgot about that joke.
It's like one of my favorite
things. Yeah, I called them Big Naturals, and I was like, yeah, a couple of sweet Paul Giamatti's up here. And then I started saying more Italian actors, and then I was like, I have a rash on my James Gandolfini. But then one time I started calling him James or Paul Giamatti's, and then I started calling them all of the actors' names in Beethoven.
I don't know.
Charles Grodin?
Charles Grodin.
Is Martha Plimpton in Beethoven?
No, no. Is she? No, she's not.
The girl from The Nanny.
She...
I don't know.
Charles Grodin's in it. Patricia Keaton is in it.
Patricia Keaton?
Heaton. What am I saying? I should have a mashup. Yeah. I should have a mashup of Diane Keaton and Patricia.
I was thinking Michael Keaton and Patricia.
David Duchovny's in Beethoven.
What?
He played him and Patricia Heaton play the bad people.
Oh.
In it. Fucking Oliver Platt is in it.
I had no idea.
Yes,
I've never seen Beethoven.
That's why I like list off. Wow. And what's the other one? Oliver Platt and
Sir Ian McKellen.
Not it's
Dame Judi Dench.
He's a great actor. He's like a little Italian guy.
Roberto Benigni.
Oh my God! What is his name? I'm gonna go insane.
Little
Eric DeDorian loves him.
Little Italian that Eric DeDorian loves. Danny DeVito.
No.
Joe Pesci?
Close.
Dana DeVito, good name for a pair of boobs.
Yeah.
Yes, my Dana DeVito's.
A little Italian.
It's it starts with an S.
Sergio?
Stanley Tucci!
Thank you, Lindsay.
Joe Pesci is nowhere close to Stanley Tucci.
But just the name like Stanley Tucci, Joe Pesci.
No, they're not like the same genre of man.
But they're small Italian men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. I'll give you that one.
Stanley Tucci's in Beethoven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so anyway, I used to do that joke and then start going, my Stanley Tucci's, my Charles Grodin's, my David Duchovny's, and then, like, I was like, you know, the cast of Beethoven, nobody ever knew. Obviously ever knew what I was talking about.
I used to call my breasts Charlie Chaplin and Robert Downey Jr. because they're the exact same size, but one of them has a mole, so one could play the other in a movie.
Oh, I like that.
That was my reasoning.
I called mine Ben and Jerry for a little while, but my brother's name is Jerry, and that was weird.
Yeah. God, I don't know why this reminds me, but the one time I've been at, like, a legit topless beach, my brother was there, and I wasn't able to take advantage.
Oh,
sucks
man.
When your brother's ruined everything.
How did you guys just go to a topless beach together?
We didn't realize it was topless.
So he was just looking at a bunch of boobs?
Yeah. I just turned over and went to sleep.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
That was a bummer.
I want to go to a nude beach. I've never been to one.
I know. I think there's one. We should try. I think there's one in Malibu. We should try to find it.
I'm down.
Yeah.
My little brother recently made me lose my shit on the phone because we were talking, and he asked me if he was asking me about my girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and then he out of nowhere goes, "So, have you guys dabbled with scissors?"
Oh my God!
Excuse me.
Yes.
You're like, yes, we craft.
My brother said that
to
me.
How old is he?
He's 18 now.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Even that, he wasn't like a child. He wasn't like a 7-year-old.
And he's not like 30.
Teaching you this. No.
Okay.
No, no, no.
Okay.
I love it. That would have been adorable if he was 7 and being like, do you craft? But he says it. Do you dabble with scissors?
Dabble with scissors.
Oh, my God. Why would you
so
ever?
Funny.
Wow, God.
I appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Like, I like that. I think that's
a funny joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dabbled with scissors. I like it.
What's like the equivalent, for us, if somebody was like asking if we'd hooked up with a guy?
So have you guys been to the Bone Zone?
No, but that's not as fun as dabbling with scissors.
Dabbling with scissors?
Have you been to the?
I'm like thinking of the mechanics of straight.
Yeah,
sex.
Me too. Yeah. Like, okay, there's this thing. Yeah, this like, have you been to the? Have you been to the? Have you dong? Have you donged?
Have you visited?
Have you dabbled in the dong?
Yeah. Have you visited the mission? That's a.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Thing? I've never heard that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Like the missionary position.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been visited by a missionary?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Jesus. Let's. Never mind. I'm giving up on this. Yeah.
A dabble with scissors is much better.
Just use it for everything.
Yeah.
Just... In general. En general. I don't know why I'm dropping all these stupid French things today. I like
Tess is delirious.
I'm very delirious.
Tess ran 20 miles this morning, so
we talked about it last episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's stupid.
All right. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back.
I'm Tess.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy. And we're here with Janine Brito.
Hey, still.
She's still here. She's made it through the first round.
The lady problems stuck around.
We're going to play a game called Would You Rather. How do you feel about that?
Good.
Cool.
Correct answer.
Before? Yes, I have. I have played this game.
Okay. All right. Here's the theme song. Janine, would you rather have no internet or no cell phone?
Oh, but can I get data on my cell?
No.
I think cell phone's just for like calling and texting.
Yeah. I would rather have no cell phone.
Yeah, me too.
Because you can message online. You can just get on GChat. Mm-hmm.
That's almost like easy because like who likes talking on the phone?
Yeah. And you'd be unreachable when you were out and about in the world.
Oh,
I really like that a lot.
That would be nice.
That would be amazing. Well, yeah, but just because we're so used to it, if we weren't used to it.
If nobody had cell phones.
No, this is just you, though.
Oh, it would just be you. Well, no, I know people that are like that, like only do their business on computer and don't really use their phones that much.
Yeah, they're really annoying.
Yeah, that's true.
I would just tell people I'm an eccentric millionaire.
Right.
I feel like if you just say, but like, this I don't need a cell
phone. Then they'll just buy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it'd be like Prince. You have an assistant who's just constantly there telling you what you need.
Yeah.
But that's not, you know, you still need someone there.
Yeah, you would need...
But with the internet, you can get it done.
Yeah, you can get it
done. But then you'd have to be, like, around a computer all the time. You'd have to be...
Would it make you more tied to your desk because you'd be afraid to leave it the same way that we used to be afraid to leave the phone?
No, I mean, a lot of business people, they... are unplugged for most of their day. So I feel like they have like set times they answer things like throughout a day and like then they just go and they let their brains just be on their own.
How many? I don't think there's that. I know that that's like a productivity thing,
but
I don't think that many people do that. I think
in practice.
I think most people are connected constantly.
Mm. Just like from the second you wake up to the second you go to bed.
I think bosses are the ones that are disconnected most of the time because they need like time with their brain.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'd give up my phone in a heartbeat. Yeah.
You're doing phone?
Yeah, in a heartbeat. I'd give it up.
I'm gonna do internet.
Yeah, but then it's like you never have it again.
Oh, this is for our whole lives?
Yeah, whole lives,
wait,
dude.
Wait, can I still keep my job, which is making things for the internet?
Probably not.
Probably not.
You'd have to mail in all of your...
That could be fun, though.
Yeah.
Like I could just go whole hog and get like a typewriter.
You could call in and dictate your articles.
Dictate my copy, sweetheart.
Been reading in the papers about this Snapchat.
Yes. Reading about this internet
in the world.
That could actually be like a great blog.
That would be really funny. Yeah. Tess guessing what's going
just
on right now.
Slowly becoming more and more out of touch with humanity. Everyone laughing at my expense.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. All right. I guess
I would have to say phone. I guess
you can't get rid of the goddamn internet, can you?
No, it's not going anywhere.
I mean, because our pizza tracker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my
you couldn't give a pizza tracker.
My AOL account is forever, you guys. I'm just, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we all agree.
Yeah.
We gotta
go
phone.
Get rid of that phone.
All right.
Right. Damn.
Pizza tracker wins out.
Yeah, tipping the tracker.
I mean, it's so exciting.
Kind of
it's so.
When's my stuffed crust getting here? Oh,
there's nothing better than like seeing it, knowing it, it's in the car and coming towards you.
Isn't it so gratifying? I wish everything had a pizza tracker.
Yeah, and it was still called a pizza tracker.
Tess, everything is going to be called. It is going to have a pizza tracker eventually.
Okay, okay. Your lifespan has a pizza tracker. You're just like.
It's like Joe is finalizing your divorce.
Yeah.
If you're a divorce lawyer out there, it's copyrighted. You pay us before you use the divorce tracker.
God. All right. Ooh, this one's good.
Would you rather have a rewind button on your life or have a pause button on your life?
That's hard.
That's real hard. I feel like I would say pause because rewinding, like, so all the shitty parts in your life make you the person you are today and all that bullshit, but it's true.
Yeah.
So
all that stuff we tell us when things suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They do hold true. So I wouldn't want to go back and change anything, but I would like those happy moments to be around for longer.
Yes.
So
that is
true. I would
choose
pause button. That way I'm like, this is good. Let's just chill out here for a little
bit. That's a really good call. Yeah.
So you would say, fuck the happy moments you had before. You're going to start pausing happy
moments
now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That does make sense.
I think also if you see something shitty about to happen, hopefully you could pause it and then like figure it out.
Oh,
you know?
I didn't even think about that.
But rewind, you could definitely do it.
Well, you could be like a superhero with a pause button. You could like move a baby out from underneath it. Mm-hmm. Safe.
Yeah, but then wouldn't you feel a responsibility if you had that pause button to like go save people?
True.
You know what I mean?
It
that would be like a lot of pressure.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything though, rewind too. They both would have that problem.
They both would be maddening.
I'm also assuming rewind comes with a fast forward button to back to present.
Only to back to present, though.
Only back to present.
No,
you
I feel like rewind,
forward.
You go back and you,
have to live.
Oh,
you have
God,
to live the thing that just happened.
Fuck that.
No, really? Oh, then definitely not that
Definitely not.
No.
I think pause, too, because, like, if you're in a moment where, like, somebody, like, what if you're in job interviews and you could pause and think of the perfect answer and stuff?
Right, or, like, Google it, like, what's top 10 things that this company for, whatever.
Also, sometimes you just want to be like, just shut the fuck up.
And shut the fuck up. You could also pause if you, this is, like, such, hey, ladies.
Yeah.
Pause and, like, lose weight for that big event.
Oh,
and
Then
in a week, be like, look how good I look at
that
this wedding.
That is a very good point.
Yeah,
because I would not want to be like, all right, let's rewind and try over again. Oh, God.
I mean, life already kind of feels like rewinding and trying.
Yeah.
The only thing with pause is, I one thing that really attracts me to that option is the expanding the fun times, but are they going on if they're paused?
No, I think
you're only moving around. I mean, but still, you have those moments where you're like, I really want to look at this.
Right, you want to like pause and like enjoy it and then go back.
Like when you're just like luxuriating.
It could be like a meditative state where you're not actually losing any time.
Yeah.
I would love that too because I always talk about this, but I hate the idea of like whenever I relax, like being like, but there's other people doing stuff. You better watch out. Like somebody's working harder than you. If you could pause and be like, yes, like I can finally like take a moment for myself and breathe.
You know, I think I would live most of my life in the pause.
Yeah. then you'd have the problem. It would happen in that one Twilight Zone episode where a guy could do that. He could pause time and he started doing stuff where he robbed a bank, but then the clock broke. So everything was paused around him.
No.
That's where his glasses break, right? And he finds all those books?
That's a different one.
No, that's
I
where
think.
Everybody disappears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's similar. Like, and so that it breaks and he's just fucked because everyone's paused and he's stuck. Yeah. So, like, that's probably what would happen is we get greedy with it and then all of a sudden you would
break
it up.
Look, here's the deal. Yeah. No way we're not getting greedy with either option.
to be fair.
Touche. You know, because if you had rewind, not necessarily pause, but if you had rewind, you could like make huge bets and then
back to
see who
too.
Won and then
the future it.
Huh. I feel like there's a way to get rich with either of these. Let's assume that either of these is going to bring you wild wealth and huge amounts of guilt and grief.
Right. You could pause, go into a major tech headquarter, read some papers, see what they're about to come up with, and then invest in those things.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's pretty great.
You could pause before shitty people impregnate other shitty people.
Yeah.
And just like stop them. Shift the dick slightly. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. The guy a certain way. All right,
or just go you slip a condom on him.
That was your mission. That'd be the funniest.
You just spend your whole life watching shitty people fuck.
Yeah. Oh,
no. You walk into the room and they're like, wait a second. And then they pause.
And then all of a sudden he has a condom on.
Yeah. Because like, you're not invisible.
That would be so funny. Man. You're not invisible. You pause it, you walk in, you position it so that he's about to come out a window. And then all of a sudden he's like,
I think I would do that on Sean just once. Just to do it.
I would constantly position every man to come out of a window. A man would never ejaculate anywhere but outside of a window ever.
Then you'd have this weird problem where they're like, there's just cum all over the sidewalk.
This definitely has to be done to an It's Raining Men montage. Hallelujah.
We've all got those things.
They would write umbrellas. About it in the papers. There would be 24-hour news cycles of like, we don't know what's happening. We don't know why men are suddenly waking up just out of windows. But you would be the only one who's like, ha-ha. Yeah.
Just petting a cat in a lair.
My jizz rain empire.
Yeah, we don't even make any money. We don't better anyone's lives. We
just very create... low stakes villains. We just, that'd be
I don't want to make this movie so bad.
I mean, it's at least a short.
It's definitely
I want to make, I'm making
it,
I think I might do this.
Do it.
Honestly.
Do it.
Funny or Die sketch. Let's do it.
Do it. No, I think Barbara wants to write the whole thing.
I do. Oh, yeah.
I would love
it's going to have, it's going to have some real consequences. It's not all going to be funny.
The character learns in the end.
Yeah, exactly. Like we all do.
Yeah.
Wait, I just had a good one. I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, would you rather live in Harry Potter's world or live the... Oh, never mind, this one's not good.
No, what is it? I
only chose it because there's a picture of a guy with dollar sign sunglasses.
Yeah.
So would you rather live in Harry Potter's world or live the life of fame and wealth? I mean, not saying you couldn't have fame and wealth in Harry Potter's world.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Is this pre or post Voldemort? Like, is this current Harry Potter or
it
is
looks
this
like pretty old school.
Let's say
the picture.
Book three.
Oh, okay. So Sirius is out. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
And
so there's bad shit going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it hasn't like totally gone off the rails
yet.
Oh,
boy. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not the chosen one, so I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'd be a wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you can manifest things. You like, you would just live in your house and be like, yeah. I really want a Boston cream pie. And boom, it's there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you would still be able to live a life of like your whims that rich people do.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they can do? Can they just manifest whatever they want?
Yeah,
there's spells for most things.
Mm-hmm. That's what
it doesn't say. You're a wizard in this question, you guys.
It's just literally.
What if you're a muggle?
You think I'm a fucking muggle?
I mean, Hermione's a muggle.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with that.
I mean, you can be a muggle and still learn magic.
I could be friends with Hermione. Yeah. I would totally do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, that was all I wanted when I was reading the Harry Potters was to just jump in and live in them. And I really want to try like real butter beer. I think I'd go Harry Potter.
Yeah. Because have you had butter beer at Universal Studios?
No.
It's hella good.
It
really?
Is.
Get the frozen slushy one. Insider tip.
Oh, I definitely want to make a Universal Studios group trip at some point.
We gotta find a way to get in for free, but
awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
We'll do it.
Yeah. Oh my god. We gotta go. Well, I personally am gonna get really stoned before the tram tour.
Well, I personally.
There you go.
All right. Get stoned before this next break.
The shark is just so shitty. But yeah, do get stoned. Get stoned during this next break.
Yeah. And then donate to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see you soon.
And we're back. The lady to lady.
Ladies got back.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Janine Breda.
Yay.
Yeah.
And we're going to answer some lady problems. We're going to take care of our lady problem, finally.
That sounds like a yeast infection. We're going to take care of it.
Aw.
Play the theme song.
Lady problems.
Here we go. Okay, so I'll just jump into it. I'm a 22-year-old gay man. All my friends have known this since at least high school, but I officially came out in 2013. Last year in October, I was out riding around town with a couple of friends. My best friend since the fifth grade, Henry, was driving, and we were with another friend, Steve, who I have only known for a few years. Anyways, as we were driving around, Steve kept making caustic remarks towards me and acting weird. When I called him out for acting so strangely, he blew up at me. He said he couldn't stand being around me because I'm gay, accused me of constantly hitting on him, and even said his girlfriend, who I've only met a couple of times, didn't feel safe around me without a knife on her. It's ridiculous.
Some hillbilly shit.
Yeah. All this was absolutely insane and uncalled for. Looking back on it, Steve is the only person I know who's very religious, so I guess I should have seen this coming, and needless to say, I no longer consider him a friend. The thing that hurt me the most about this terrible event was that Henry took Steve's side, saying he doesn't need a reason to be uncomfortable around you, and even demanded that I apologize because I was acting childish. This left me speechless, but I later told him point blank how hurt I was and how terrible he was acting. Henry didn't say much in response, but maintained the idea that he wasn't in the wrong. We haven't talked ever since then. I don't think I need to explain how hard this was for me. It was one thing to cut out a hateful bigot that I only knew for a handful of years, but Henry is different. He's someone I truly consider to be a brother, and I wanted him to be involved in my life, the best man at my wedding, the uncles to my kids, etc. As someone who has no siblings or biological family outside of my parents, my friends make up the only real family I have. So I guess what I'm asking is, am I really overreacting? Should I just give up on someone I was friends with for 14 years? Should I overlook what he did to save our friendship? I could really use an outside perspective.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Here's what I think.
Yeah.
As a gay, I would not cut Henry out of your life entirely, given how close you are. I think it's a question of balancing being in each other's lives, because I think the best way to sort of open another person's eyes to gay people being people is to maintain your relationship with them, because they continue to see you as a human being and not this, like, human being with a huge adjective.
This other thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or something that you need a knife around.
That's, exactly.
That's insane.
But also maintaining very clear boundaries of what you will absolutely not stand for, and sticking to your guns, being like, hey, in future, if you don't have my back, I'm going to walk out. I'm going to walk away. Or if you say anything, I will walk out and walk away.
Yeah.
And I hope over time that Henry will learn what's right and what's wrong, and sort of step up to the plate a little bit as your friend and the person that you've known forever and ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, hasn't he kind of already done that? Like, try to draw those boundaries and be like, hey, I'm not okay with the fact that you didn't, or do you think she just deserves a second chance?
I think he deserves, I mean, because I base it, I'm projecting, my sister had a huge issue with me coming out. She was the only person in my family who was like, I don't want you saying you're gay in front of me and my kids.
Mm.
And, you know, I knew her my whole life. She's my big sister.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of, for her, even after I came out, it kind of like hit a reset button with her, even though we had known each other forever. Like, you know, at that point, 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think even though he does know Henry very, very closely, they kind of took a step back in Henry's mind of like how well he knew him.
Mm.
Or I guess in the way that he identified him.
Which obviously happened with the Steve guy, because it seems like they were friends for a few years, and then... Because
he came out in 2013, that was two,
yeah,
like,
so he probably came out after they'd already known each other, and all of a sudden this guy's like, well, now I have to change how I act around you.
Yeah.
Now I must have a knife. Because
and I guess I forget, because like, I didn't grow up in an area where it was like uncommon to be around gay people. Like, you probably live in an area where that's like,
it sounds like he might
not be
super tolerant.
Geez, that's so hard. I think that's a good call, though, just like establishing the boundaries and then saying like,
being like, I'm not gonna be treated less than what I deserve,
but like, I really value you,
I'm here, but you gotta be cool.
Is that kind of what you said to your sister?
Yeah, and she's great now. Like, we're totally fine.
Was there, like, a period of time that it took for her to adjust to that? Or after that conversation, she kind of got it?
No, it took a period of adjustment. Like, we were very close, and then we were not speaking or close. And then it just sort of slowly came back together, and she would ask me questions.
Yeah, it takes a while. And I think, too, if you say that you're open and be like, you know, if you want to talk about stuff ever, I'm open to it.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, and just be, like, be calm about it. And like you were saying, just say, I'm here. I'm your friend, but if you cross the line, it's not okay.
Yeah.
And I really value our friendship, and I hope that you do too.
Well, and also, like, you guys are all, I think you're 22 is what you said, so like, he might not have like a lot of experience.
Yeah, at that age, where everyone's still just like, they just don't know how to like be a person.
How to be a person at all. So like, just be the educational person in your group and be like, hey, I'm a person.
That's true. I think a lot of 22-year-olds do some pretty ignorant and asinine things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I think that's a good call. Have an honest conversation with him. And I mean, so that probably will organically happen too. Like, if you guys have been friends for 14 mm-hmm. years,
yeah,
it's hard to let a relationship like that
go. Do you think there's any merit in kind of like putting his friend in the doghouse a little bit and like making him realize, like, cutting him out and then having him be like, oh, I really miss my friend. That was stupid.
Well, they haven't talked in a while.
Yeah.
Already.
Oh, did it say that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I think there has been a period of that. But I do think he has to have a frank conversation. Like,
yeah.
This is why I haven't been talking to you. Blah, blah, blah. Also, go out and get some queer friends.
Yeah.
You need to have your
definitely.
Back and like you can yes. talk to and vent to about this. Like, it's really important to also build up that community in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because, I mean, you shouldn't feel lonely because you cut out one person who disrespected you.
Right. Yeah. Right. You're not an other in any way.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
And if there's no one queer in your town, go online. Mm-hmm. We're all over the place.
Yeah. And find, and especially like people who, you know, or maybe are growing up, if you have a small town or whatever, and they'll understand exactly where you're coming
from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. You know, the what you've gone through.
Yeah. I'm guessing, like, even if your town doesn't have like a gay bar or whatever, like, yeah, there's dating sites now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just,
but I guess how do you find friends? Like, if you're not looking to date,
there's a lot of stuff though that's I think like is
there's, like,
community
meetup.
Stuff. Yeah, it's not mm-hmm. just like dating or whatever.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So do that. We
Good
love
luck.
You. We're sorry.
We love you. And you know, worst comes worst, send him the end of this episode, and maybe he'll see, you know, that you were really hurt by it, and that he wants to really save your guys' friendship. You know, let us. We can talk for you. That's cool.
Get your shit together, Henry. You can't make old friends. Those people are very important.
Yeah, they are really, especially as we get older, like the more I, you know, realize like friends that I've had forever, I'm like, wow, this is like, I feel so lucky to, you know these people.
Also, Henry, think about the value of having a gay man as a friend. When you're dating someone, you have a guy friend you can introduce your girlfriend to and you never have to worry about weird stuff happening between
yes.
them.
Yep.
Think about that, Henry.
Yeah, there's a lot of
stuff you're not thinking, a lot of benefits here you're not considering.
Yeah. You also have like a guy friend who can kind of like is probably a little bit better at like understanding how women think mm-hmm. and like can mm-hmm. give you like when your girlfriend, you know, pisses you off.
Yeah.
Maybe he can kind of like explain why.
And also or she talks to him too and he can kind of be like, look, Henry, you have a very valuable opportunity here, sir. Stop mm-hmm. being a dickbag about it.
Yeah, exactly. Also, fuck Steve.
So that's Oh my, fuck Steve.
Don't fuck him, but fuck him.
Yeah. The nice thing. What's
fuck
up? You know, that's the problem is Steve's probably really hot.
Also, Steve's girlfriend, why are you carrying a knife? He's a gay man.
Gay
he
guy.
Has no interest in any physical contact with
him. Do you even understand gay men?
Do you know
how they work? Like,
That's the weirdest thing to be threatened. Like, what do you think's going to happen exactly?
Right.
I need a knife
around
this.
That's the thing that made the least sense to me was the straight woman carrying a knife around a gay.
What is wrong with you?
This is the one place you don't carry a knife.
Yeah. Yes. That's why we all want to live in WeHo. Like, no.
Steven and his girlfriend are just idiots.
Yeah.
No, fuck them. Yeah. Fuck their relationship.
I mean, luckily they're probably going to die from paint inhalation or something. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah, no. Just let them do the math. It's fine. Maybe she'll stab Steve with her little shitty knife. Yeah.
God, that does sound like a real, like, meth move. Like, even if that guy Steve's been okay before, it sounds like he, like, did something before that car ride.
Freaked
and,
out.
Like, all of a sudden was like, I'm going to swing.
Paranoid.
Yeah, that sounds like a real, from someone who's been mainlining intervention episodes recently.
Yeah.
And watching people be methed out and paranoid. That sounds like a definite move.
There's nothing worse than someone methed out and paranoid.
Yeah. And you don't need to tolerate being around that guy either.
Yeah.
Like, not at all.
Well, it's good. I'm glad he cut him out.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't have to
see
him.
I mean, that's not negotiable, obviously.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, no. So just, Henry, don't invite both of them to the same place.
But I think you're right. Their relationship can be salvaged and probably will be. If you guys have been friends for this long, you're probably going to be friends
again. Just call him up and be like, oh, Henry. I'm sorry.
Why don't I buy you a comb for your hair and you buy me a... How does that story end?
What? I was doing the candy bar.
Oh, I was referencing the
O. Henry parable.
Short stories.
The parable.
You were no, that's not what I was referencing.
Oh, God. Janine, what do you got coming up? Get us out of this.
Anything you want to plug?
Jeez, I don't have my... I'm like the worst.
What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Janine Burrito, just JanineBrito. What do I have coming? I'm sorry.
No, we threw that at you. Yeah.
remembering stuff that's coming out.
Okay.
I have a gynecologist appointment coming up. Let's
see.
Nice.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Get that oil change.
I will be at the Meltdown on April 29th.
Oh, nice.
And at Laugh Factory on April 9th.
Ooh. Hell yeah, we're out Los Angeles.
Melt some things down, then go get some laughs at the factory. What am I doing?
Oh, Barbara.
Never mind. Bye.
MaximumFun.org. Donate. Do it. We love you.
See you guys next week.
Bye bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.